Māori organisations for changing the game plan, if that's what you want the government to do in terms of vaccination and testing of Māori and Pasifika. You want the government to get themselves going in terms of vaccination of our people, considering that we are still flagging behind vaccination rates. The question is, I guess, is, you know, you've been calling for this for quite some time. As Kōhao Health, the National Urban Māori Authorities have been calling for this. Urutā has been calling for this as well too. The question is, why aren't the government listening?
Well, I think that the government have got a lot on their plate right now, and particularly around the fact that they're trying to vaccinate absolutely everyone all at once. What I don't think we've been strategic enough with is allowing communities to vaccinate their own and building up capacity and building up the grunt machine, if you like, of Māori providers, of Māori, Pacifica providers to do it for themselves. And I think that's something that's been sadly overlooked.
I mean, this comes down to a sharing of resources, does it not? So we are getting a strategy that's been rolled out by MOH that's from the upper echelons, and then they are speaking to those that are at the community level. Bit of a disconnect there in terms of reality of how, you know, where we move, how we reach out to our whānau. It's different pūrohe, but the strategy is coming from one centralised place that really has no idea of the realities on the flex at the flex roots level.
Yes, and the worst of that strategy is that it is a monocultural strategy that's sort of trying to do everybody in the same way and in the way that we've always done things in our country. But what we haven't been very good at is creating access for our Māori whānau to come. And they won't, you know, lots of them don't know where the Māori providers are necessarily. Most of them don't know where they can actually go so they can see themselves, who are the Pacific providers. And particularly given the fact that in Tāmaki Makaurau at this time, our Pacifica are saying, whānau are saying, we want to be involved. We can do this in our own areas. And so they should heed the call, shouldn't they? And that's what we've always said, by Māori for Māori and by Pacifica for Pacifica. Surely that's a strategy that we must explore and must create and opportunities to make happen.
Although what has been taking place from observation is that Māori health providers are actually going out and doing what they need to do in order to reach out to their whānau to be tested or vaccinated, not waiting for MOH, or if MOH says that's not actually part of the national strategy, well, you know, it's part of our strategy, and just going to do it yourselves, because that's what works, that's what you do.
That's exactly right. And we have done that, and we've led from the front and we've pushed that out. But I think there is still room and opportunity for us to be even much more creative and much more supportive in terms of resource sharing of those same providers or new providers who can come into the mix so they can look after their own. The truth of the matter is there has been a lot of misinformation, and some people are afraid that we're going to be vaccinated with a chip. And that kind of thing has stuck in people's minds. And what we've seen is that a lot of our young people who have basically experienced vaccinations for the first time in their lives, and a lot of them faint at the sight of the thought, really, of the needle. And so we need to have much more comms around the fact that it's not going to hurt. You know, it might be a little prick or something, but we need to do a lot more than what's happening right now. And we certainly need to do this community by community by community.
One of the reasons why the government had said that they were using the age group cohort, which was really great because that was our kaumātua kuia, except our kaumātua kuia came in with whānau, so a lot of our providers ended up doing whānau members because, you know, who else was going to bring in our kaumātua kuia? But that wasn't part of the MOH strategy, you know. So, but It was what I was going to say was that the government had said they didn't have enough vaccinations. So in terms of rolling out those resources, we did see that some areas like Taranaki, as an example, very slow to get their vaccinations. That's not our problem, but it is a problem for us. It doesn't seem to be a problem now. So has the government sped up the amount of vaccinations that has been distributed to our Māori organisations?
Well, we've certainly been very supported by the DHB here in the Waikato region, who have actually stood up and supported Māori providers to vaccinate in our various centres. The issue that we had with a lot, it was very slow, the rollout was slow. But again, just as you've said earlier, Māori providers have not waited for things to happen. We just got on and did it. And that's what we will continue to do, because Te Kōhao has vaccinated well over 16,000 people in Hamilton City. And what we want to do is to keep encouraging and keep talking to our whānau to come to the marae and be vaccinated. Come and get your vaccination with your whānau. You know, and what we've found is a lot more younger whānau, families have been coming in and with their tamariki. Because why? Because we need to ensure that our whakapapa is looked after and our whakapapa continues beyond us, surely. And right now, we're still in trouble with the Delta variant. We're absolutely in trouble. And the only way we can actually turn the tide on that is if we all are vaccinated.
You see, you mentioned messaging and the comms around this whole issue. So now we're seeing, you know, Māori and Pacifica whānau under-vaccinated, under-tested. And now there is a strategy and drive to get us all to test and to be vaccinated, particularly in South Auckland. Well, you know, it is around the comms and the messaging. I don't know if there's a question in that, but it was pretty bad before and it doesn't seem to be resonating as quickly now, the messaging that's coming out from MOH, but the on-the-ground messaging to our whānau, particularly here in South Auckland, is resonating, but we're talking to each other, but they're still not listening to how our providers are talking to each other. That's a problem, isn't it?
Well, I think they need to be hearing what our providers are saying, because who are in the forefront? Who are in the front line? It's them, and who knows our communities better than ourselves? And that's what we need in terms of the comms. And certainly, what I think is missing is the fact that we should be making it easier in the way in which we are advertising vaccination centres, making it easier for whānau to find where they want to go and give them those options, instead of just making a whole lot of lists of providers that are providing the vaccination. Because the assumption is, of course, that everybody wants to be vaccinated in mega clinics or in pharmacies or whatnot. The idea of making it easier access is a good one. There's no doubt about that. But it needs to be, for us, culturally responsive. And that's what I think is missing here.
What's missing is a Māori voice, isn't it, at the top table making those decisions for us. Mm. We would have had a lot more than 197,000 Māori vaccinated compared to 1.4 million non-Māori being vaccinated. I mean, that goes to show the disparities in resources, rollout of resources, services available, and just how overworked our Māori providers are. The figures actually show a range and different levels of inequity.
That's absolutely right, and it still continues. And so we have to be very much involved in what's happening in terms of the comms and what's happening in terms of our participation and what's happening in terms of what our whānau want. And I don't know whether we've really got on top of that very well. It came out the other day at the directive that we should have a line for Māori people so they could go to the front of the line. But the thing is, if they're given the right options and the options to be able to go where they want to go and they know where these providers are, I think you'll start to see a change in the way in which things are being run out everywhere.
You mentioned earlier as well, too, about misinformation. So the nation, let alone Māori, have not had the opportunity to discuss the concerns that our people have around this. A discussion around the communities, their fears and concerns around having this vaccination, because a lot of our whānau are listening to what's been said on social media that is coming from overseas as well too. But we've had no directed or no atamira for these concerns to be aired.
And I think that that's probably right, and we need to make opportunities like that, like these sorts of things, involving whānau and what they think about that, and having those kinds of discussions and kōrero come out, because it's very difficult if somebody is in their own home and they are fearful, and they don't know who they can talk to about it. Where there are whānau around them and they've got strong support, that makes it easier to move them to the place where they want to be vaccinated. And certainly we've seen that with a lot of our young children, young 13-year-olds and up, and their parents. And we've had more Māori coming through our doors, walking in lately than we have pretty much throughout this whole campaign. But having said that, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done.